If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for a man. So was the woman at the well. And the man that came, she couldn't realize it. He said, woman, if you knew who it was that was sitting here asking you for water, baby, not only would you give me water, but you would recognize that I own the well. We don't even know what we have available to us. All of the power of heaven, the power of the Godhead, all of the blessings of God. He didn't just drop a little bit into you with an eyedropper. When you were adopted into the family, you got everything that the family has. You don't have to put your name on sandwiches so nobody else would eat your food. It's all the family's blessings. If he heals me, he'll heal you. If he delivers me, he'll deliver you. If he lifts my head, he'll lift your head. This man was sitting at this pool because he had the wrong concept of God. He thought that he needed to see the angel, as it was reported, stir the water. Why are you fooling with angels when you have access to God? Let me move on. I feel God. I want you to understand that God allows negative things and hurts to come in your life to drive you into him. This man was laying there waiting for an experience. How foolish is that? I need a touch. I do not disagree with the conference mindset. I've been to a few. Just make sure the people are godly. I've been to a few. I've been to one of Kenneth Copeland's Believers Conventions in Anaheim, California. And God fixed it so my company paid for me to go. I didn't even have to pay for it. I was out there on a job and wound up in the Anaheim Believers Conference. I sat way up in the top and felt God up in the top as the man of God just taught faith. I don't disagree with the conference mentality, but you should not be dependent upon a conference. Get what you need from the conference and then make it work by the pool. Thank God for Ken. Thank God for Jesse. Thank God for all of those great men and women of God who feed us the word of God. But if my cable goes out, I'm not backsliding because I'm not waiting for an experience. My joy is not predicated upon who's on television, nor does it lift just because I hear Pastor Lambert. People are saying, Pastor, what station are you on? I'm on station 2929. You can hear me Wednesdays and Sunday. I'm trying to find you on the television, trying to find you on the radio, but here's where I am. If you don't get me on the television or get me on the radio, if you're in the service, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They will follow you into tribulation, stand by you in trouble, help you out when you're sick in your body. They will help meet your need, give you joy when you feel depressed, give you encouragement when you think nobody loves you. Jesus, I don't know why he's there. He's always someplace he oughtn't to be. He's up there in the ghetto because a Syrophoenician came out. Syrophoenicians were black people. Jesus is up there with the Syrophoenicians. And she come out and she bold. My daughter is home. She's sick. Jesus ignored her. You knew she was from the hood. She said, I don't care if you ignore me. I ain't going nowhere. She stayed right in front of him. She kept crying. The text doesn't say it, but she kept crying after him because Peter turned and said, send her away. She cries after us. She ain't crying. See, that's what's wrong with the religious people. They think that you want them. You don't want them. You want the God that they walk with. Jesus turned to her. Now, I'm not sent, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She hit the ground and worshiped him. And the one thing you better realize, as long as you drawing breath in your body, is God can't resist worship. Worship is his Achilles heel. When you go to worship in God, I don't care who you are, he's going to stop. Ow! He's going to say, what is it that you need? What is it that you want? Whenever he hears praise, the Bible said it's a seat of inviting. You're sending him an RSVP, respond civil play. And what does he do? He comes and sits in your praise. Now watch this. When you praise him, he comes and sits there. Listen, he don't have to do anything. It's the fact that he's there. And blessings follow him. Healing follows him. Deliverance follows him. I'm telling you, if you just get him into the equation, and you can't get him there by whining and crying and backbiting and gossiping, but when you go to praise him through your pain, praise him through your situation, praise him through the negative, you are saying, come sit with me. And yeah. There's some people that have a person in their life that when that person asks you how you are, you know that they're asking you not just to see how you are, but they're asking to see if you need anything. And you know that if you tell them you do, they're going to fix it for you. You are blessed if you have that kind of relationship. Lord, help me today. I'm about ready to walk off this stage. If you got somebody in your life that takes your desires and makes them actions, you are loved better than you will ever know. You might not hear them say, I love you all the time, because those kinds of people don't say it all the time. Like God, he don't say, I love you all the time. But there's not a rational person in this room that doesn't know that God loves them. I know he loves me. He don't wrap his arm around me. That's what we do in Pentecost. He doesn't wrap his arms around. No, he don't. Sometimes he slaps me. Sometimes he chastises me. Sometimes he gives me tribulation. But when it's over, he pours in the oil and the wine. And he says, now I'm going to anoint you with a fat anointing. A fat anointing is the one that breaks the yoke that's around your neck. A fat anointing gets the devil off of you. A fat anointing causes you to have praise in the midst of difficulties. A fat anointing will get you healed when you're down to your last ounce of hope. A fat anointing will kill cancer. A fat anointing will undiabetes you. A fat anointing. You and I have to learn the fundamentals of praise. Why is it that David mastered it? Why is it that God said he was a man after his heart? Not because of his warrior ability, not because of his dancing ability, but because David mastered praise. David mastered praise so much that God said, look at my boy. At the one time, he wanted to knock him down and take him out of here. But David got to praising God, and God said, all right, let me join this party. And David said that God delights, he inhabits the praises of his people. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if you would lose your pride and give God praise wherever you are, if you will praise him on the subway, praise him on the bus, praise him in your car, it will open up the floodgates of heaven. And while you are in your car, the power of God will come on you, so that when you get to that old heathen job, you'll have the ability to walk on clouds, ride on chariots, bind every devil that's at your desk. When that woman began to worship him, if you will master any component of the kingdom, it is the discipline of giving God praise. Let me tell you why it's a discipline. Because there are people who want you to talk about your problem. But when you master the discipline of praise, you don't want to talk about your problem. You want to talk about the answer. You want to talk about the God that has brought you. Not the God that has you in the problem, but the God that's bringing you out of it. I don't care what the doctor says. They're going by what they know. But they don't know who I know. I know a king. I know a doctor that has never lost a case. I know a doctor that's not stopped by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I don't need a referral to call on Jesus. Praise is your way of saying to God, the situation is what it is, but you are who you are. And I can't let what is stop who you are. You got to realize that the situation is created by the I am, because you forgot he's the I am. Don't get upset when he lets the devil come and harass you. Realize that he's got a double portion afterwards. If you forget, go to the book of Job. He had all them kids and all that property in chapter 1. Lost it in chapter 2. Got it back at the end of the book. Tell the devil I read the end of the book. Whatever you took, I'm getting back. In the middle of the book, I've got Joel telling me that God is going to restore. I've got the devil taking it. God telling me he's going to restore it. And at the end, I get it all back.
For a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1318P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.